B-Pod Studios.
Getting your day started.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Got that big Encore Casino opening this weekend. Melissa's excited for that. We all know. And this girl's already, not only is she going to be gambling this weekend at a casino, losing all her money, but she's gambling in life right now. I give you credit for what you did. That's right.
Thanks.
I'm always busting her balls. And you're hearing me say this sincerely. I give Melissa credit. Kudos.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
What happened?
Tell him, Melissa. Tell him.
Well, so there's, okay, so I'm like so embarrassed to tell the story. No, there's somebody that I've had like a crush on. I don't know him.
Mm-hmm.
He's, how do I know him? He's like a mutual friend of a couple of my friends on Instagram.
Okay.
And he lives in New Hampshire. And so I've been following him on Instagram, and then he followed me back. This was like a while ago, maybe like 6 months ago. And because initially our mutual friend had said something to me like, oh, there's this guy, he's single, I think that you guys might like each other, you know, you should hit him up on Instagram. Mm-hmm. But I never did. I just started following him. So that's kind of how it started, right?
Okay.
Penny slots. That's a penny slot right there. Start following him on Instagram.
Right. Okay. I like that analogy. So, you know, it started with that. And then I might have, like, commented on one of his Instagram stories.
Ooh,
one time.
Okay.
And then he commented back on mine. Ooh. Going back and forth type of thing. But I kind of knew that he was the type of guy that might be shy and not make the first move or like express anything to me.
Yeah.
So this went on for like months, and I
were
was
there
like,
any emojis involved in the comments?
Not really, Pebs. Not really.
Just look for little things because you know.
Yeah.
We read into everything.
Of course we do.
Well, the follow back is a good thing, right there.
Yes.
Immediately.
Actually,
That's a good sign.
Right. So, I was like, you know what? After like maybe 3 or 4 months of this, I said, and this just happened recently. I'm like, okay, I'm kind of interested in this guy. I'm going to put myself out there.
There we go.
And I am going to say to
him. Four quarters.
I'm interested in you. Would you like to go get a drink sometime? Because I'll be honest, a lot of guys are oblivious to that stuff. They don't realize when a woman's flirting with them. They don't realize if a woman has a crush on them type of thing. So I'm like, I'm not going to sit here and wait. I'm going to make the first move. And I did it.
Yeah.
Okay, what was the move?
And she pulled down the handle.
I made the first move.
What was the move?
I told him. I said, "I you seem like a very, like, somebody I might be interested in. You're very positive. You're a very hard worker." Because mm-hmm. This person's a very hard worker. And I would
According
like...
to your pictures.
No, he's like doing a lot of, he's just whatever. I'm not going to get into specifics, but.
Because then we'll go stalk him. In
yeah. Right.
He posts videos, of him working hard.
Pebs, he's so hot. But.
Okay, now we get it. Go ahead.
Yep. And so he responded. I told him I'd like to go get a drink sometime. If you're single, that was the first thing I said. Mm-hmm. I said, if you're single, I go, hey, who knows? You could be married for all I know. I have no idea. And that was like, my first thing is, A, are you single? B, if you're single, would you like to go get a drink?
We get it.
Okay. So.
Pebs, did you get that?
One more time.
Yeah.
Would you like to know what his response was?
Absolutely.
He said, thanks, but.
But
I'm kind of seeing someone. It's new. It's not a big thing, but, you know, I'm kind of seeing where it would go type of thing.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, I got rejected. But going back and looking on it, Pebbles, to answer your question about mm-hmm. the emojis, I should have known because he never, ever, ever flirted with me in any of our conversations.
You just thought he was hot. And
It was always very, like, every time we talked, it was always very, he would answer like very close.
Yeah.
Like, one word, no
one
questions.
Word, like, no, he asked a couple things, but it was never anything like, you know, that you could tell. Like, us women, we always know when a guy's trying to flirt with us. We do. He wasn't trying. Going back and looking at all of our messages.
It's like watching a movie a second time. You're like, oh my God, I should have known that he was the killer.
He really wasn't. However, I will say this, right? Because I would be curious to hear about people's crush stories.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. My whole thing was, you know what? I've been dating a long time. I've been single a long time. I'm sick of this crap, right? If I am interested in someone, I'm letting them know. I'm not going to wait and then, you know, further down the road be like, what if I'd have just said something to this guy? What if we could have maybe gone out one time and whatever? Like, I would never have known if I hadn't have said anything.
Right. Now, that's good.
Now I know how rejection feels. However, I would never have known how rejection felt if I hadn't have put myself out there.
You've never been rejected before?
Oh, no, 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 no. Sorry, Pebbles. Of course I have. I've been rejected. I'm just saying I've never put myself in a situation where I've made the first move to get rejected back type of thing. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I hear you, girl.
So I'm just saying.
I give you props. I give you props. And if somebody wants to, you know, do the Melissa, you might
take a chance.
Yeah.
You never know. That's all I'm saying is like, you never know.
We can help you out. 617-288-1969. We can help you out. Maybe, you know, tell that crush that you like them. Or you could hit us up on Facebook, too. Catherine, what happened to you? You told a crush that you liked them?
Yes, I did. But first, I have to say I love you guys. You guys make my morning so great.
Thanks, but you're just not my type. I'm sorry. It's not going to work out.
Oh,
and I'm married.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so this is what happened. My friend, we're really good friends all throughout high school. After high school, and we're still really good friends. And one day, I decided to take the initiative and tell him that I liked him. And I was so surprised. Like, his response to me was, "Are you drunk?"
Oh, my God.
And then told me to think about it. Talk about this tomorrow. Oh, he never brought it up again. Oh, and it was just awkwardness.
That's worse than mine, I think.
I mean, he gave you an excuse. I was just asked if I was drunk.
That's funny terrible. Because, like, that could be, you know, I could see a movie that happening. It could be two ways. One, because it's like, I just want to make sure you're not drunk because I love you too. Or, you got to be drunk because. Not really into you.
Wow.
Melissa, read what somebody said there.
So Anna sent us a message on Facebook and said, "I never told my crush I liked them ever, but I got drunk one night and told my boss, who I had the biggest crush on, that he was the, quote, cute boss. And we now live together with three dogs and are getting married in October."
There
See,
it is.
It works for some people.
Need a little liquid courage sometimes.
It works for the fortunate.
All right.
Yeah. So, if you want us to do it for you, we can do that. But can we do that, really?
Listen.
Because I know there's people out there, right, that have had crushes on people for a long time, but are just too afraid to say it.
Yeah.
Now, we can do it for you.
Absolutely.
Because,
you know,
it takes a lot of courage.
I can't guarantee the results will be good, but, you know,
you never know. It definitely takes a lot of courage to do that, for sure. Like, you have no idea. My heart was pounding for, like, an hour after I sent that message. Like, pounding.
Catherine said it face-to-face. The girl who Facebook messaged us just said it face-to-face. Your heart was pounding to send a message on
Ramiro.
Instagram
yes.
to a guy that
yes.
you never met.
You know why? Yeah, because... I kind of said in the message, if you're not interested, don't even bother responding back. And you know how on Instagram you can tell when someone reads your message?
Yeah.
I saw that he had read it and didn't respond at all. And it was like an hour. And I was like, mother. This
well, you told him.
I did. Exactly. But I didn't respond. It just took a little while.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.